Why do you suppose that suicide is on the rise? It strikes me as a world in pain, and that pain is increasing.
Well, the CDC came out with a report that suicides are on this rise and this peak, but we forget very easily that many of the suicides that had occurred prior to this release were labeled as accidental deaths. So the numbers haven't increased as much as the CDC would like you to think they do or have. It's not that simple. Because of all the individuals that were inaccurately reported over the course of history, this increase, as they say, seems larger than life. But it's less than you think it is because of all those who were inaccurately reported for so long. Those numbers culminate, and today we're more accurately reporting, which means people are more aware and more honest about what's happening. Now I'm seeing obituaries where they would never describe what the person died from, saying my son or daughter died from suicide by depression. Now that is important, the way I say that. Nobody commits suicide. Committing suicide is such a negative term. I didn't commit murder. I didn't commit adultery. I almost died by suicide from my depression, like I would die from liver disease and my liver failing.
It sounds very similar to the way people used to talk about dying from AIDS.
Yep, that's right. If we can come to the place we've come to with AIDS, breast cancer, okay, if we can come to the place where we accept it as a part of normal life that people get suicidal, if millions upon millions of people actively admit to suicidal ideation one point or some point in their life, what makes them so different from the people who aren't? What is the barrier to change?
Which is why your story and other stories are so important.
Stories of hope absolutely have the transformative power to help people change their lives. I have seen it for the last 16 years every day of my life.
Did you talk about suicide? And the reason I ask that is so many people don't necessarily recognize the signs and symptoms, or they have a loved one who has said, I'm going to kill myself so many times that they're not taken seriously.
Right.
But then when they start giving away their prized possessions, for example, people sit up and take notice.
So I had given away my prized possessions. I'd given away a comic book collection I spent 14 years curating. I had given up a CD collection back when they were still cool. I had given up all my trophies to my friends who said, we don't want these. You earned these, man. But I was, oh, no, you should have that. Now, this is all before my initial thoughts rang true in my head of suicide. So my subconscious was giving away all of my things. Now, I hadn't slept 14 days but 2 hours. Those were signs. I had stopped eating. Those were signs. Eating too much, sleeping too much, those are also signs. You know, I had done many things that I had said to people, the very vague term, I just don't want to be here anymore, or I just don't like life.
And your attitude toward life is has done a complete 360.
I look at life today, I really do, and it's a quote I've always repeated, this life is the greatest gift we've ever been given or will ever be given. No matter the pain we had yesterday, experienced today, or will experience tomorrow, this life is a gift. And I recognize that I've had my fair amount of pain in this life, and I'll have more pain as I grow older with this disease. But I truly appreciate this gift for what it is today, and I am grateful. And I don't think people understand this when I say this. I mean this. For every moment. 16 years ago, I should have disappeared. I tried to. Yet here I sit with you, talking about this important issue, because I was given a second chance at life. I'll never take that for granted ever again. And I'll never take for granted any one person I get to meet, any place I get to go, or anything I get to do. Because none of us are promised tomorrow, not even the rest of today.